The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off down east, as they say. It's time once again for the North Carolina Pickle Festival. It's set for April 24th and 25th to be held where else? Mount Olive. The festival, which is celebrating its 34th year, is all about everything pickle. Pickle lovers especially will find this festival among the most delicious things they'll do all year. And aside from the many pickles you'll consume, there will be plenty of pickle swag to pick up from the many vendor booths. Among other things, you'll want to check out the Mount Olive Artisan Village, where you can find lots of good food and quite a few pickle-inspired arts and crafts. As you might expect, there's a pickle-eating contest, a pickle train for the little kids, a hefty amount of live music and entertainment. If you like to snap a few pictures, why not stop at the corner of Cucumber and Vine? That's where you'll find the Mount Olive Pickle Plant. Again, the North Carolina Pickle Festival is set for April 24th and 25th. The hours are 5 to 10 on Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturday. That's the North Carolina Pickle Festival in Mount Olive. All right, let's talk about the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs there start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, February 6th, it's the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute. The Emmy Award-winning Fab Four is elevated far above every other Beatles tribute due to their precise attention to detail, with uncanny note-for-note live renditions of Beatles classics such as Can't Buy Me Love, Yesterday, A Day in the Life, Twist and Shout, Here Comes the Sun, and, of course, Hey Jude. The Fab Four will make you think you are watching the real thing. Friday, February 7th, it's Tim and Eric, 2020 Mandatory Attendance World Tour. Tim and Eric returned the road for a world tour. It's Australia, Canada, and USA, filled with more spoofs, goofs, and insanity, including some very special surprises we can't talk about. Saturday, February 8th, Kathleen Madigan is at the Carolina Theater, the 8 o'clock happy hour tour. For 30 years, comedian Kathleen Madigan has been touring 250 nights on the road and performances on every late-night show ever made, from over 40 appearances on the late shows to recently riding around with Jerry Seinfeld in his Netflix series Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Madigan is still having a blast and selling out theaters everywhere. Tuesday, February 11th, it's Sweet Chariot. This event is at the Hayti Heritage Center, and it starts at 6 o'clock, an inspirational evening beginning with a stage reading of Sweet Chariot by Virginia Repertory Company actors. Sweet Chariot shares the narratives of previously enslaved African Americans by combining dazzling a cappella spirituals with oral histories as told and interpreted by the Federal Writers Project in the 1930s. Wednesday, February 12th, The Doors Break On Through, a celebration of Ray Manzarek. This is a hybrid concert and documentary. The Doors were born when Ray and frontman Jim Morrison met on Venice Beach in 1965. Ray became the beating heart of the Doors and the architect of their intoxicating keyboard sound. Manzarek's evocative playing fused rock, jazz, blues, bossa nova, and an array of other styles into something utterly dazzlingly new. There are two shows on Wednesday, February 12th, 7 and 9:30. Thursday, February 13th, Teo, Drum Heart. More than 800 million spectators across the world have been touched by Drum Tao. Drum Tao stage is created through phenomenal performances and expressions consisting of incomparable Wadaiko drums and the beautiful mesmerizing melody of Japanese flutes and harps. Friday, February 14th, Arlo Guthrie, the 2020 tour. Born in Coney Island, New York, Arlo is the eldest son of Marjorie Guthrie, a professional dancer with the Martha Graham Dance Company and founder of the Committee to Combat Huntington's Disease. And America's most beloved singer, writer, philosopher, artist, Woody Guthrie. Arlo has become an iconic figure in folk music, with a distinguished and varied career spanning almost 60 years. Saturday, February 15th at Carolina Theater, the 12th Annual Hippo Awards. The Hippo Awards is both a legitimate award show honoring the best stories told in the previous year and a storytelling event featuring never-before-heard personal stories from people in the community. Awards are handed out in three categories, comedy, drama, and overall, with each winner walking away with the signature Hippo Award. Sunday, February 16th, we have two items at Carolina Theater. The Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Light Shines Out of Darkness. That performance starts at 3. And that evening, Jay and Silent Bob reboot Roadshow with Kevin Smith. And that starts at 7:30. Friday, February 21st, Napoleon Dynamite, Film and Conversation. Saturday, February 22nd, Le Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo. This show has its own tagline, the world's foremost all-male comic ballet company. Tuesday, February 25th, the You and Me Tour, an evening with Drew and Ellie Holcomb. Thursday, March 5th, the Steel Drivers. Friday, March 6th, OAR, Spring Fling Tour. Saturday, March 7th, ICCA South Semifinal. All right, let's move on over to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Currently, through Sunday, February 16th, it is Rhapsody in Blue, Carolina Ballet, an evening of Gershwin, Bernstein, and dance. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 7 and 8, it's Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, and this is a North Carolina Symphony Classical event. Tuesday through Sunday, February 11th through the 16th, it's Kinky Boots, a North Carolina theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 14 and 15, Swing is the Thing, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, February 18th, Lawrence Brownlee in recital. This is a North Carolina opera event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 21st, 11th Annual Raleigh Blues Festival. The festival features Tucka, Pokey Bear, Nellie Tiger Travis, Roy C., Lacey, and Big G. This is all at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 21st and 22nd, Johnny Mathis, the Voice of Romance Tour, and this is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Sunday, February 23rd, Set It Off live on stage, and this is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 28 and 29, Rachmaninoff, Piano Concerto No. 3, again, a part of the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, and this is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, February 28 and 29, the Hillbenders. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, February 29th, Karina, a Venezuelan Latin pop music singer, songwriter, and actress, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. Tuesday, March 3rd, Dvorak's Requiem, a North Carolina Master Chorale event at May Mandy Concert Hall, 7:30. Wednesday, March 4th, Pieces of Gold, this is from the Wake County Public Schools. This is the annual art extravaganza produced by the Wake County Public School System and Wake Education Partnerships. Students and teachers work throughout the year to produce performances that support the curriculum as well as entertain an enthusiastic audience. The performance celebrates the many talents of students from around our community and honors the hard work of our schools and community. Memorial Auditorium at 7. Thursday, March 5th, the Waylon Jennings. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say Jennings. The Waylon Jennings. This is a Pinecone event. One of today's most respected folk groups, the Waylon Jennings, are steeped in artistry and elegance that has defined their career for more than 15 years. The Waylon Jennings are Nikki Mehta, Ruth Moody, and Heather Mass. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. March 5th through the 22nd, Carolina Ballet's A Celebration of Female Choreographers, all about the hard work and talent of some amazing female choreographers, and this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, March 6 and 7, Rodgers and Hammerstein Celebration. This is North Carolina Symphony Pop Series event at May Mandy Concert Hall. Switching to Durham, DPAC events, Durham Performing Arts Center. Friday, February 7th, it's Nashville Songwriters. 6 top country songwriters will sing their hits and share their stories, bringing fans closer to the creative process that has produced some of the biggest hits in the country. Saturday, February 8th at DPAC, Joe Coy, Just Kidding World Tour. As one of today's premier stand-up comedians, Coy sells out theaters and arenas around the world. Sunday, February 9th, Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart Tour. With worldwide record sales in the millions and dozens of platinum and gold albums to his credit, Tony Bennett is a musician who touches the hearts and souls of audiences with his legendary vocals and charming stage presence. Tuesday through Sunday, February 11th through the 16th, Mean Girls. Wednesday, February 19th, Dancing with the Stars live. Thursday, February 20th, it's Blippi live. Friday, February 21st, an evening of entertainment in partnership with the Durham Public Schools Scholarship Foundation. Durham Public Schools presents their spectacular musical showcase, an evening of entertainment which features 500 talented chorale and dance students while generating college scholarship for Durham Public School seniors. Sunday, February 23rd at DPAC, Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Tuesday through Sunday, February 25th through March 1st, it's Summer, the Donna Summer Musical. Tuesday, March 3rd, Bob Weir and Wolf Brothers. Wednesday, March 4th, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Thursday, March 5th, it's Randy Rainbow Live. Friday, March 6th, Ilana Glazer, Horny for the Poles. Saturday and Sunday, March 7 and 8, Sebastian Maniscalco, You Bother Me Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, March 10th through the 15th, Les Miserables. Well, the Dreamville Festival, the popular music festival from rapper J. Cole, will return to Raleigh's Dick's Park on April 4th. You may remember the event did sell out last year. So if it's something you want to attend, you probably ought to check on tickets fairly soon. The inaugural Dream Festival was held this past April after being postponed from its original September 2018 date, which you may recall was put off because of, who else, Hurricane Florence. By the way, of course, rapper J. Cole won a Grammy Award last week. Okay, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek has quite a lineup set for the summer season. Saturday, April 18th, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, the Slack Tide Tour. Friday, May 22nd, Brooks and Dunn. Tuesday, June 2nd, the Lumineers, Three the World Tour. Thursday, June 4th, Kenny Chesney, Chillaxification Tour 2020. Friday, June 19th, Nickelback, Stone Temple Pilots, and Tyler Briand and the Shakedown. Saturday, June 20th, the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald. This is the 50th anniversary tour. Tuesday, June 23rd, it's Alanis Morissette World Tour 2020. Saturday, July 4th, the Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour. Friday, July 10th, Thomas Rhett Center Point Road Tour with Cole Swindell. Saturday, July 11th, the Tedeschi Trucks Band Wheel of Soul Tour. And let me see. Wednesday, July 15th, Sammy Hagar in the Circle with Whitesnake. Thursday, July 16th, it is Tim McGraw. The list is starting to get a little long to read them all, and we'll stick in some more next time around. At Red Hat Amphitheater, Wednesday, April 29th of Monsters and Men, 2020 Fever Dream North American Tour. Saturday, May 9th, AJR Neo Theater World Tour, Part 2. Thursday, May 14th, Lewis the Child. Tuesday, June 12th, Local Natives and Foals with special guest Jerry Glazer. Saturday, July 18th, Bare Naked Ladies, Last Summer on Earth Tour. Friday, August 14th, David Gray, White Ladder, the 20th anniversary tour. At Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary, Saturday, April 18th, the Wine and Food Festival. Sunday, April 26th, Cary Music and Arts Festival. Sunday, May 24th, Triangle Wind Ensemble, an American celebration, the music of Disney. And finally on the schedule for this summer, Friday, June 19th, Revolution and special guests, Good Vibes Summer Tour 2020. So that's the four events scheduled so far at Coca Booth. Other festivals around the region, the Hayti Heritage Film Festival, set for February 13th through the 15th. The festival in Durham is a signature event each year to keep Southern Black film alive. And again, this is at the Haiti Heritage Center. The 34th Annual International Festival of Raleigh, it's set for March 6th through the 8th. Discover the world in Raleigh. Celebrate the cultures of the globe at the 34th International Festival of Raleigh. This is held at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Art of Cool Festival coming up, held in downtown Durham. The annual Art of Cool Festival is a celebration of alternative soul and jazz music. It's going to be held in April, but specific dates are not available. The Raleigh Grilled Cheese Festival, Saturday, May 2nd. This is at the Mac. Vegan festivals. There are several vegan fests that are scattered around North Carolina this year. Here's the list I have so far. Raleigh, Sunday, April 5th. Fayetteville, Saturday, May 16th. Triad Fest is in Greensboro on Saturday, June 20th. And another vegan festival in Wake Forest on November 1st. Second annual North Carolina Hip Hop Festival, June 19th through the 21st. A location for the festival has not been set. Of course, the Hopscotch Music Festival coming up in September. The dates are the 10th through the 12th. This will be year number 11 for Hopscotch. And, of course, the IBMA World of Bluegrass, and it is set for September 29th through October 3rd. And speaking of country music, Merlefest is coming up. The 33rd annual Merlefest is right around the corner. The yearly event in Wilkesboro is set for Thursday through Sunday, April 23rd through the 26th. The festival draws 75 to 80,000 fans each year. The annual festival celebrates the memory of musician Eddie Merle Watson, son of American music icon Doc Watson. Theater Raleigh will host its first sensory-friendly performance for families this spring with a special performance of Bud, Not Buddy, at 2 o'clock on March 28th. At Garner Performing Arts Center on Garner Road in Garner, Saturday, February 15th, A Fine Bromance with Jeff Creedy and Tally Sessions. Saturday, February 29th, Garner Showcase of Talent. There are two shows, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, March 13 and 14, Church Folk 3, Diana Returns. This wildly hilarious show is packed with unforgettable one-liners, unexpected events, jaw-dropping moments, emotional soliloquy, and all the twists and turns that come with a Dreamcast production. Performances at 7 on Friday and then 3 and 7 on Saturday. Saturday, March 21st, Garner Performing Arts Center, Angelina Ballerina, the musical. Angelina and her friends are all aflutter because a special guest is coming to their commembert at Academy. They will perform all types of dance, including hip-hop, modern dance, the Irish jig, and, of course, ballet. But will Angelina get the starring moment she hopes for? This sensory performance is for kids with special needs, young kids and their families. That's a 10 a.m. show. It's a lights-up, sound-down performance, of course. The other performance is at 2 o'clock. All right, let's check out the Clayton Center. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, February 21st, New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players. That performance is at 8. Take Gilbert and Sullivan, add a twist of Broadway, and stir. The New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players present I've Got a Little Twist, a one-of-a-kind show that proves the Gilbert and Sullivan repertoire is as fun, fresh, and full of life as Three Little Maids from School. Thursday through Saturday, February 27th through the 29th, it's Our Town, presented by Carolina Youth Theater. For more than 80 years, Our Town by Thornton Wilder has captured the hearts of audiences and remains one of the most performed and best-known plays in American theater. The play itself is divided into three aspects of human experience: Act One, the daily life; Act Two, love and marriage; and Act Three, death and eternity. Performances each evening start at 7. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, February 7th, Glory Road, series of movies in celebration of Black History Month. And after being appointed the new coach of the 66 Texas Miners, Don Haskins decides to build a team based on talent rather than race. The conservative townfolk balk at the new racially diverse lineup, despite the fact that the team is winning all their games. The movie starts at 7. Saturday, February 8th, Rosie Reverie, Engineer and Friends at 2 o'clock. Saturday, February 15th, comedian Tony Deo, Clean Comedy Series. Friday, February 21st, America's Sweethearts. America has loved the swinging sounds of female close harmony groups even before the Andrews Sisters hit the waves in 37. But audiences will hear those great vintage songs with fresh ears when America's Sweethearts take the stage in their fresh and vibrant show. Another movie from the Black History Month series, The Best of Enemies, and that is on Saturday, February 22nd. The final one for the month for Black History, Friday, February 8th, the Vernon Johns story, and that movie starts at 7. Finally, Friday, March 6th, Derek Nelson and Family, and Saturday, March 8th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.